Hey, welcome everyone to our March 24th UMCS board meeting. I am calling the meeting to order at 6:19 p.m. Greg, can you take attendance for us, please?
Sure. Christina, I think, is absent. Davis.
Am here.
Donald.
Here.
And this is Greg. I'm here. Jan.
Here.
Kara.
I'm here.
Maru. I think Maru is absent. And Sarah.
Here.
Awesome. We have six of eight. That makes quorum.
Makes quorum. All right. Do we have any need to reorder any of the items on the agenda this evening? Does not appear so. Do we have any board or community appreciations?
This is Donald Williams. I did want to appreciate the Caterpillar classroom and the teachers. Today is my son's birthday, and he had a great time today in class. And so Miss Lisa and Miss Marquita did a great job, and they made it fun for my son. So.
Thank you, Donald. Anyone else? Actually, I'd like to appreciate all the board members for being here, but I'd also like to appreciate Donald. Welcome to your first board meeting with us. Anyone else?
Related to that, I have an appreciation for Donald Jr., who always gives me a really enthusiastic hello every time he sees me anywhere on campus.
He's a pretty special person.
Hi, Donald Jr. I want to appreciate Krishna, Daniel, and everybody who's working behind the scenes on the enrollment process. From a parent perspective, it has been like the most strongest communication and clearest stuff coming out of UCMS. So that's something to be really proud of.
Thank you.
I want to appreciate Anna Elbers and some other parent volunteers who just did so much for to prepare that staff luncheon earlier this week. I thought it was, for, as a parent volunteer myself, I experienced it as like super well organized, and I'm guessing it was well appreciated by the staff.
Yes, I will offer that appreciation on behalf of all staff. Totally delicious, amazing, beautiful flowers, great spread of food. It all disappeared, except for the couple of perfect snacks that are good for the morning that were still there this morning that we all ate. Thank you, families.
Any other appreciations, either from the board or the community? Right. Not, do we have any board member comments on items other than those items on the agenda this evening? One? Nope. All right. Do we have any presentations from the floor? Do we have any items that community members would like to discuss that are not on the agenda this evening? Does not appear so. With that, I will hand it over to Krishna for the head of school report.
Sure, let me find the right screen to share. It's March. It's crazy, time's flying. So welcome to March, everybody. few upcoming events noted here. Just a reminder, we're still COVID testing on Fridays, so you can feel free to sign up for that weekly. You can sign up for like lots of future weeks in advance also, if that's better for you. We have a meeting next week for K and third grade families only, specifically talking about the process that we use to place students who are moving from one level to the next. So we're going to send direct invites to those folks. It's also on the public calendar. Zoom link will be added soon. And just a reminder, next week's a short week. We're closed on Friday in honor of Cesar Chavez Day, and then spring break is the following week. And so the school is out from the 1st through the 8th. We have our plant bake sale coming up soon, and then the move-a-thon soon after that. So it's moving us right up close to the end of the year now in our upcoming events. I'll turn it over to Daniel to talk a little bit about instruction.
Yeah, so on Wednesday afternoons, when students go home, we've been doing a series of sessions with the National Center for Montessori in the Public Sector, specifically around supporting our English language learners in a Montessori classroom. So we've completed 3 out of 6 of those sessions, and it's been received pretty well by staff, and we're looking forward to 3 more. I think we have 1 next week and then 2 after the break. In our coaching meetings, we've been looking at classroom NWA data and really making plans specifically around how are we going to find out exactly what this means for the students in my classroom, and like really digging into the nuances of the obstacles that students are facing in taking the test to really see if there's school-wide trends that we can find from classroom to classroom. And kind of tied to that calendar event for next Tuesday of that, the parent event around transitions. The levels are looking at transition checklists right now. So this is a series of, they're basically lists of skills that students should have, both social emotional skills and academic skills going from one level to another that we use in the process of placing students in next levels, but also another data point for teachers to understand where students are.
I'm going to show you some pictures again this week. We have a little assortment. Here are some primary pictures and a little Donald Jr. in the middle. perhaps I shouldn't be identifying, sorry, but you know. So this is Caterpillar and Dolphin in this picture. I was wandering around today and discovered some third graders staging their own debate on opinion essays that they had written with a clear row of judges and 2 presenters. It was really lovely to see. We have some upper elementary students working together in groups and then exploring all the bugs in the garden at recess. There was an interesting event the other day where they're in this little patch of dirt that all of these students are looking at, there was some sort of mole or groundhog and the dirt was moving, and they all stood silently and stared at this one little patch of ground moving for a solid 15 minutes. It was some great science and conversation happening. They were disappointed that the rodent did not show itself at any point, and I think they attempted to then dig it out and it ran away, but they learned that that didn't work for them finding their rodent, and it was a fun recess experience last week that I got to take part in. So a little bit about enrollment. We're right in enrollment season. So we have made offers, and families have until tomorrow end of day to accept their offers, their initial offers. And if they don't accept, they're rescinded. And then we make offers to others on the wait list. We already have lots of offers accepted. And one thing that we decided to do to support families in that decision-making was we hosted 2 info events this week, one on Monday and one on Wednesday, sort of like a specific admin office hour drop-in. So for new families and for families who have been offered a spot or who are on the wait list and still interested in our program and had questions about that. And those were both really well attended. And they were they seem to be very well received by the folks that were there. And we did hear some feedback that was a unique offering that they weren't seeing in other schools. So a few staffing updates. We sent out formal intent to return survey this week to staff to continue to inform our hiring. While I've done one-on-one check-ins with all staff to get informal intent to return information from folks. We are having all staff make a commitment at this point to return or let us know formally that they're not returning so that we can make sure that we're hiring for all the right positions. And which we're still in the midst of hiring and conducting interviews. We had an interview for a lead teacher this week, and I extended a job offer to a lead teacher today. And also we posted a new position called Director of Expanded Learning, which is related to the Expanded Learning Opportunity Program that we've spoken about in finance committee meetings. And I think we spoke about it at the board meeting last month, but I mix up all my meetings, so potentially we didn't. And that is a new state program that is funding and supporting expanding aftercare and intercession learning opportunities for students in public schools. So we can talk more about that probably in finance. Just a little bit about LCAP. It is that season of reviewing the LCAP and doing that annual development of the next LCAP. So every year we review and reflect on last year's LCAP goals, the successes that we had, areas of growth. And through that process, that helps us inform creation of next steps for the coming year's LCAP. And so we're doing those things kind of happen together. And so while we're while the goals typically remain stable for usually a three-year cycle, we're always looking to engage our community and staff and in ways that we're investing our money to support the goals that we've set. So we're just always thinking about how can we invest in support of our LCAP goals. So you'll be hearing more about that, but we've been doing lots of, come to all the meetings, tell us what you think, how you wanna see our money invested to support our students and our goals. That's it for me. So if there's any questions.
Any questions? I'm assuming go ahead.
Sorry, do we have enrollment estimates for next year? I know you said, I think you said it's tomorrow that people need to accept, but based on offers?
We're on track to meet what we've budgeted in finance. So the things that you're looking at finance are currently the data we have is in support of us being able to meet or exceed those goals, which are conservative. So we're currently it's much higher, but we're shooting for what's in the, what you'll see in finance, and we'll adjust to those numbers. If we see that it's needed, we'll make them lower. We'll generally keep them low if we're high though.
And then Daniel, maybe for you, wondering about how have the sessions been with NCMPS and the quality? Is it something that we're planning to continue next year?
And we've talked about doing some version of it in our 2-week PD session to start the year, but I also know that there's a lot of other things that we want to fit into that. So since depending on what new staff looks like, we might either have them do it independently through NCMPS or have them do at least like some sort of intro at the start of the year.
Have you collected feedback from teachers, or did teachers think the sessions are worthwhile?
We haven't collected feedback from teachers yet since we're still in the middle, but actually Krishna and I were talking yesterday about how it might be nice to do a midpoint brief survey to even be able to share with NCMPS.
Any other questions? All right. I will hand it over to Greg for finance.
All right. See here. Okay. So the finance committee, we discussed the latest forecast year to date. So the numbers we have for now go through the end of February. And our operating deficit, it increased slightly. There was some additional increases in special education, some savings from staff on leave, and also we're trying to fill, my understanding is we're trying to fill a new SSA position, but until it gets filled, like you create the job, but if you haven't filled it, then you haven't paid the person you haven't hired yet. So there's some savings there. So you see some of that is the savings in comp and benefits there, but it all netted out to a little bit lower. When we did that, we were talking in the committee, we did a little bit of the math and we're like this, you know, the declined enrollment for this current year in primary mostly kind of more is basically all of this deficit and more so. So it really is, we're just continuing to just feel this 1 year issue. And as we just heard from Ms. Krishna, we're on track for next year. So we're feeling good about it not being structural. And the other good news is that we still, as you can see, are forecasted to end with a 25% operating fund balance. So a very healthy reserve. And then cash also remains strong and fine for the rest of the year. At the state level, we discussed a bunch of different things going on around the budget and things like that. So budget is obviously still in development at the state level. There'll be a May revise, which we won't be able to discuss as a committee, obviously, until mid-May. So not too much will change until from now until May. But there is a Senate bill, Senate Bill 579. It passed the Senate and it's been read in the Assembly. It's basically kind of a bill that it's one of the multiple ways forward where the legislature could take some action to actually restore some funding to charter run schools this year. Basically, it's like a hold harmless provision, letting schools use prior ADA to deal with declined enrollment this year, similar to how traditional school districts have for this school year. So we don't know if it will pass or not, but there's other bills that are do similar things. It might happen. It might not. If it did happen, it would more than make up that deficit. We also discussed the expanded learning opportunity program that Ms. Krishna mentioned, and planning for it, the hiring for it, the rules for it. We discussed the LCAP process in particular and the timeline for kind of reflecting on this year and how things are going, and then also starting, you know, to create those opportunities for people to weigh in on for next year. And then, of course, we also talked about the training center. So Daniel and Krishna shared about their recent work on getting the training center up and running, meetings with NCMPS, meetings with Embracing Equity, meetings with our current staff about interest and availability, a lot of exciting things. At the time of the committee meeting, Daniel and Krishna were still supposed to be, they needed to get some more key details from those planning partners that hadn't yet arrived, particularly around like costs and things like that. So the committee's gonna keep thinking about this work like every month. So we're gonna get more details next month. Lastly, we started to review the fiscal management and control policy, which is one of the major financial policies of the school. We were starting to make a few updates and recommendations and, you know, wordsmithing a little bit here and there, not much, but it wasn't quite ready. So it's not on tonight's agenda for reapproval. It's just, we're going to keep looking at it over the next couple months, but eventually we'll bring it back to the board and ask for the board's approval on updating that policy. I think that was all we had for finance. Are there any questions or public comments about the committee report, or did I forget anything?
I don't think you forgot anything, but I did want to highlight or underline the SB 579. And it's like the most, from my perspective, is the most random thing because we can't really plan for it. And if it gets passed, it gets passed. And I think, what's the impact, Greg? Like $420,000, give or take?
Yeah.
So
for this year.
for this year, for this school fiscal year. So if they pass it, they pass it, and it's a huge bump to our finances. And if they don't, they don't. So I just kind of wanted to underline that for everyone to understand. We can't really plan on spending because if it passes, we just get the money.
My understanding is that it did pass the Senate unanimously, and that it's been read in the Assembly, but I don't know how it works up there. So,
sorry, can I clarify? So that's, it's for this fiscal year. So if that money does come through, would it just go to
cover the we would just have a
and then end, into the reserves.
We would have a fund balance instead of a deficit at the end of at the end of the fiscal year. But and that'd be great, right? Like everybody would be happy with that.
Yeah.
But it's also okay. I think we're very comfortable with the deficit that we've run this year and the reasoning behind it and the clarity that it's not structural, right? Is the key. It's a lot of one-time costs that came up from running school in person all year and through these challenging enrollment times that all schools have been experiencing.
And is there any consideration for like moving forward, either the district for district schools or then maybe what would come into charters? Are they thinking about anything for next year or?
Yeah, the main thing they're considering for next year, I think the governor had a proposal of basically staying with ADA, but it would be the average of your last three ADAs. The idea that it, like if you were a declining enrollment district, that might help you not hit a cliff so fast. Yeah. So that's one proposal. Another one that's also, I think, this has more legislative support, but I really don't know, is moving actually away from ADA to an enrollment-based model.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know what they're going to do, but I don't think it'll be traditional ADA for next year. I think it'll be something different.
Didn't Bonta propose that bill already, or has it not been proposed?
I think a lot of bills have been proposed right now. Like there are bills. Yeah, there's a bunch of different things that have been proposed around both this year and next year. And it's whether it's the real budget bill or a trailer budget bill or how it, but a lot of stuff's going to get worked out. And then the governor's just going to see what he can also just put in his revise different things too. So,
okay.
Yeah. I don't know how much news. EdTech didn't think there might not be a ton of news in like April by the next meeting, but certainly by our May board meeting, there'll be a lot of things different. And then definitely by June. Yeah.
Any other questions for finance? If not, I will pass it to Jan for academic oversight.
Great, thanks. We spent most of our meeting talking about the NWA map results and had good discussion there. You know, talked a bit about how kind of overall and at the like classroom level, the data weren't exactly aligning with observations and more like formative. So Danielle and team and teachers, you know, are digging in more. And then as you mentioned, like really looking at individual students and kind of getting even more granular to better understand what are the overall trends. But, you know, some, you know, concern over the fact that, you know, growth scores were lower and were lower than pre-pandemic levels. You know, taking that seriously and digging in with teachers. Also some concern that perhaps it is about like the test and being, you know, online and kind of what can be done and what can be learned, you know, from that, knowing that, you know, students, you know, in grades 3 through 8 do need to take SBAC in the spring. And that is, you know, an important assessment for our accountability and charter renewal. You know, a bit of like, is it students having difficulty kind of like navigating the test online? And what can be learned from that, and to help students, you know, prepare for SBAC in the spring. We also spoke about middle school, and that the continue to be happy with the Amplify curriculum, and that have added back in now more opportunities for the 7th and 8th graders to work together and be spending time together. That was the bulk of this discussion. We didn't get to review any academic policies, but plan that for the May meeting, in particular the English learner policy we will be reviewing, and then probably also Panorama data in May. So in case people are interested in those topics, join us for our May meeting. And so, LCAP.
Do you mean April?
April, yes. Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Okay. I was like, I think we're having an April meeting.
Yes, we are having an April meeting. Okay. And thank you for pointing. We did change for the rest of the year, April, May, and June. We have changed the schedule of our meeting in order for everyone to be there. So that's updated on the calendar and in board on track. But it's Thursdays midday now for the rest of the year.
Any other questions for academic oversight?
Can I ask one?
Yes, please.
Hi, I've actually brought this up with a few people, and so it may have already gotten on the various lists of things to look at and plan for, but as we're moving forward with planning curriculum and that kind of stuff, I just wanted to make sure that there's re-engagement with the health curriculum around, and, you know, what that's going to look like and with who at the different levels. So, yeah, just wanted to make sure that gets on everyone's radar. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments from board or community? We'll go to FAC. As Kara, am I giving it to you?
Yep, I've got it. I'm gonna share my screen. I can't share my screen.
Oh. One moment.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Okay, so we, let's see, met last week and we actually had two people who had never attended a FAC meeting before attend, which was really, really nice to see. I'm happy to have new families involved. We talked about mostly sort of future planning for summer and fall events, making sure we sort of carry momentum into the fall with new families by engaging them in start of school year activities, back to school picnics, and things like that. Upcoming stuff, the FAC is supporting the meeting that Christian and Daniel talked about for kindergarten and third grade families next week. Dr. Rogers, our final parent session is April 19th. Our next FAC meeting is April 22nd, and we have morning coffee on the next FAC meeting is the 21st, morning coffee on April 22nd. We actually had a conversation about morning coffee and how to make it more engaging and accessible to people, because people have a hard time staying at 8:30 on weekday mornings. So we're trying to figure out different ways, but we're going to shift to sort of a potluck model to help people feel included, which will be nice. Fundraising updates, all of the Cards for a Cause are being distributed this week, finally. Upcoming fundraisers, our spring auction, we don't really have the engagement from people to run the spring auction, so we're going to shift it to the fall. Our plant and bake sale and clothing swap will be April 23rd. I actually went to Plant Exchange this afternoon and filled up my entire Prius with plants from them. So that was, I hope I keep them alive for a month. And our move-a-thon is on May 14th. And I'm not sure when, what the timing on messaging for families about that is. We probably should start hearing updates about it soon. That's everything.
Can you say more about the clothing swap?
I don't think I knew about that part.
What? Yeah, so I think
ages.
I think Sita's planning it. I know she's been reaching out to people, but I think the goal is to have people bring stuff, and we've discussion about whether people are allowed to take stuff if they don't bring stuff. And I feel like we're just sort of going to have people bring stuff and have people take stuff. And it'll be I think we'll probably have volunteers sorting it by size and that sort of thing. But I don't have the logistics. I just know it's happening at the plant store. And our goal is also, I know Sita has been working on school t-shirts. She inventoried them this week and we're working on getting those ordered so we actually have t-shirts to sell, because we have not been able to do that for the last year. So hopefully we'll have t-shirts in stock sometime soon, because families like those.
Any other questions for FAC?
I was just going to say, on the communication of families around move-a-thon, in my head, I thought just as soon as we get back from spring break, we'd start hitting them about a month in advance. That was my thought. Okay. That's when I was going to work with the kids tomorrow on what our, because tomorrow's the last Friday before spring break. And so we were going to create tomorrow the talking points and the messaging that after spring break, like to have them start to visit. They haven't visited the lower elementary classrooms or the primary classrooms. And they're like, we want to visit them. I'm like, you can't really tell the primary kids like 3 months in advance. Like, it's not a thing. So, but we're getting there.
Any other questions or comments from board members or community members? All right. That hand it to Greg for exec.
Awesome. Thank you. And Davis, I'll get the minutes. It's all good. Right. So the executive committee met. We discussed the Krishna's head of school evaluation process and just the timeline of it. We also discussed the board assessment process. I have probably sent some of you some board on track reminder emails to complete the board assessment process. I know who you are. So if you could please complete that on the board assessment side, set aside at least 10 minutes, but maybe, you know, you can give it the old 30 if you need to. And then Krishna will be completing her own self-evaluation process. And then board, you will also be asked to weigh in on that. And so it's nice if you don't have to do both at the same time. So do yourself a favor and do the board assessment one now. And then you can focus on Krishna's when it comes to you soon enough. And you know, the assessment process, you know, feel free to have like a piece of paper near you when you're doing it, because you know, a lot of times when you're going through that process, you're like, oh, I really don't know. Like, I wish I had asked that question. Or, you know, those are things we could train on, you know, so you don't want to like just do the survey and then forget about it. You know, like you can really capture if something sparks in you as you do that self-assessment survey for the board that you want us to focus on, or you want to ask a question about, or you think we should have more training on. So then speaking of training, I shared some training materials with the board this week. Over email, just sharing some on-demand training around Brown Act and conflict of interest. Every year, we're each required to go through, I actually shared it with Daniel and Krishna too, because they have to do it too, annual training. So please take a look at those resources. You can definitely ask me if you have if you have any questions. It is Form 700 time. They're due April 1st. So everyone should turn in a wet signature Form 700 to Rosie. Yes, to Miss Rosie, wet signature. You can drop it in the box outside the front of the school. There's a lockbox, and you can just shoot Miss Rosie a note saying you did so. It's about you. You disclose your 2021, your calendar year 2021. If you have questions on it, I'm happy to do my best to answer them. I'm not a lawyer about it, but I have filled it out before. And on the agenda, you can find the form linked on our agenda. And I also put a little about Form 700 if you want. I think it's a little few minute video. So that was training. We also looked at the LCAP, similar to the finance committee. We reviewed a few policies, some of which are on tonight's agenda, like the student public, the Public Records Act policy, the student discipline policy, and the COVID safety plan update. We also looked at the school calendar, which is on the consent agenda for tonight. So that executive committee reviewed quite a few things this last time. And then lastly, we reviewed the other thing that's on the agenda for the California Teaching, California Commission on the on Teacher Credentialing, the Declaration of Need. So we'll talk about that more in a little bit, but the committee talked about that. That's what I have for the executive committee report. Any questions or public comments?
I think this goes here, but I wanted to ask about the material revision. Is that
perfect?
I think that's needed.
Yeah. Yes, I forgot. Krista, can you give us an update on the revision?
Yeah, we had our public hearing for material revision earlier this month. There were no questions from the board. There was one positive comment from a community member, and there were no follow-up questions from Alameda County Office of Ed, like staff who review those documents. And so we'll be up for the vote at the next meeting in April. I hope it's the week after spring break. It's the Tuesday after break, whatever day that is. So all is looking well, and they had a whole series of them going, so.
Yeah, cool, thanks.
Any other, thank you, Sarah. I had told Krishna, oh, I need you to give an update on the charter renewal. Yeah, Jan.
I have a question related to school leader evaluation. Did you have, has there been like a winter, spring, like teacher listening session?
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
It's this coming okay. Wednesday. Yep.
Great. Is that on yep. the calendar? Has that been well publicized?
I think it has. I was here earlier today and a staff member thought it, they were like, oh, is it the listening session? And I was like, no, it's, I'll be back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
It was actually very sweet. They were like, I have a lot of things. I'll just say it. They're like, I need to come and share a bunch of great things. That's what they told me. I mean, we'll see. Well, proof's in the pudding, but we'll see.
It was Bradley.
I'm not saying who it was. other questions or public comments on the executive committee item? All right. Then I'm going to just, for the next item, board and committee officers, do we need, I think there might have been a few changes that I've heard about. Do people need changes on like committee membership? Are people trying to hop on or off of any committees?
Yeah, I was, I'm hoping to hop off of the academic committee. I think there's a good group on there. I'd like to join the executive and governance committee. If there are no objections. But how many does that put on exec?
We're currently, because Donald, we put Donald on academic, right? Formally?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, so we're four on academic. So if you came off, academic would be back at three. And then executive and finance are each at three. And so if you join one, they'd be at four, and that's totally fine.
Okay.
So I'll nominate Sarah to join the, what'd you say, executive committee?
Yeah.
Executive committee, I nominate you.
Thank you.
That motion.
Thank you. Give me a second here. I got to do a different minute here. Is there any discussion of this or questions or public comments on the motion to have Sarah join the executive and governance committee? Okay, then I'm going to call the roll. Davis, how do you vote?
Aye.
Donald. Oh, yeah.
Aye.
Great. This is Greg. I vote yes. Jan?
Aye.
Kara?
Aye.
Sarah?
Aye.
Okay.
I can vote. I don't know. Do I abstain on that?
Our history has been we've abstained. You know by the count of the vote, you're good to go. You, if you've been following along, and Christina and Maru are absent, so you've joined. Generally we abstain from that, but that's all good. Congratulations. And so in terms of leaving academic, we'll just say as of like this moment, you're on those. You're off the committee as of this moment, and you're on the executive and governance committee as of this moment. So I'll update in Board on Track and on our other places and the website and everything. Awesome. Congratulations. Are there other committee changes that anyone wants or needs? Okay.
Hey, Greg, just confirming for exec, when there's four, that means you need to have three people present, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, I think we can go on to our next item.
Other business, Oakland and California updates. And I feel like you gave quite a few in finance already. I don't know if there's others.
Yeah, I would just say, so in addition to, you know, at the state level, there's obviously a lot of financial stuff going on. A couple quick things at the county level, as Krishna mentioned, many schools are continuing through their kind of declined enrollment material revision process. The county also recently denied Yuming's request to move their campus to the Oakland San Leandro border. It was a close vote, 4-3. OUSD actually passed their own resolution kind of asking the county to revisit that decision. OUSD in that saying that that the county had taken into, you know, the impacts, say, on Hayward or San Leandro or other districts, but OUSD felt they hadn't taken into account the impacts either way on OUSD. And so they wanted the county to revisit that. I don't know if the county will or not, but it was just a dynamic that had happened since the last time we all met, so I wanted to mention it. And then also recently, there's a lot of energy around the school closures, obviously, still in Oakland Unified. There are actions going on regularly and events. If people want to learn about those or be involved, there's a lot on social media. If you have questions about that, I'd be happy to try and answer and connect people in if they want that. OUSD also last night approved. They had a meeting that went till 3 a.m. last night, actually two different meetings yesterday. And they did approve some like agreements with some of their major labor partners that included some one-time stipends and some money if you intended to return. There's a few different things, but just really working to be competitive and treat their people well. So that passed on the OUSD side of things. Yeah. Do people have other offerings from California county or city updates?
I'm just wondering how any decisions can be made at 3 a.m. in the morning. That's absurd.
It really had me wondering this morning, like, if that should even be allowed, like if you should be allowed to run your public meetings at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We will not be going to 3 a.m. in the morning. Just to
any other public comments? I was going to say, if someone want to make a motion on the minutes, keep it moving.
Well, first, are there any questions or comments on the minutes?
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
All right.
Just a comment. I wasn't at the February meeting, and I very much appreciate the minutes. Well done.
All right. I will motion to approve the minutes from the February 24th board meeting.
Second.
Seconds.
All right. This is the part of the meeting where everyone's got to get their finger ready on the mute button or unmute button. So Davis, how do you vote?
Aye.
Donald?
Aye.
This is Greg. I vote yes. Jan?
Aye.
Kara?
Aye.
Sarah?
Aye.
The motion passes. We have approved minutes. Krishna, do you want to share about this next item on the California Commission on Teacher Credentialing?
Yeah, so we had this item come up last year. It was a new requirement from the CDE to notify them in advance an estimate of the number of emergency permits that you think you might apply for in the coming year. And so schools are just asked to, based on the best info that you have, make an estimate of a number that you might seek through the county. So we do that work through the county and they support us on that. And if we need more, then we just need to reapprove this document and resubmit it to the county who submits it to the state for us. But our estimate is the same as last year, given our focus on hiring Montessori trained teachers. We've often been supporting our teachers in entering credentialing programs and having temporary permits while they enter a program. So I think we listed 5 for next year. And we may not use all of those.
Yep. Are there any questions or comments from board members or community members? If not, can I have a motion?
I make a motion to approve.
Jan moves to approve. I will second it.
Okay. Davis, how do you vote?
Aye.
Donald? Donald, we're having a hard time hearing you. Just want to make sure. Can you say it again? Okay, I heard aye. Right. Jan? Greg, I'm saying yes. Jan?
Aye.
Kara?
Aye.
And Sarah?
Aye.
The motion passes, so the declaration of need is approved.
Okay. Next is the general consent report. Does anyone have a need to ask any questions or pull anything from the general consent report?
I think we're going to pull the English learner, right, Jan?
Yes.
Yeah. So English learner is pulled. And then I just wanted to clarify, Krishna, on school calendar, are we looking at the whole calendar or first day?
I'd love to approve the whole calendar.
Woohoo! So are there any questions or does anyone need to pull? Like you, Jan, for pull an item, you mean like you don't even want it approved at all, like not separately or anything, just like it's not ready yet.
It is not ready yet. Pulled.
Yeah, exactly. Does anyone need to pull any items and discuss them individually? Okay, and then is there any questions or public comment on the consent agenda as a whole?
I was just wondering, on the discipline policy, Krishna, can you clarify what changes have been made?
There were not many changes, a couple of wording changes around like the process wherein like an expulsion could occur. I think we designated the executive committee as that body that would serve for that was, and then there were just some like very minor language changes, and you can't, if anyone's interested, we can, you know, you can look at the version on the Google Doc to see the specifics. But it's best practice to update and review every year regardless. So though there's no substantive changes on it, it's just that time of year.
Any other questions or comments from board members or community members?
I'll make a motion to approve the consent report, but pulling the English learner policy.
I second.
All right. Thank you, Sarah. So voting. Davis, how do you vote?
Aye.
Donald. I heard you then. Ah, yes, I see you. This is Greg. I vote yes. Jan.
Aye.
Kara.
Aye.
Sarah.
Aye.
It passes. We've got a calendar.
Woo! All right. Are there any new items for future meetings?
I'll note the training center.
Yep. Any other items that need to be added for future meetings? Okay. If not, we will move into closed session.
Right. So tonight we're going to go into closed session on public employee performance evaluation ahead of school, which we do pretty much every month. And before we do that, are there any public comments on this item? All right. So I think then we're going to, at 7:10, we're going to pause the recording here.
Hi, everyone. We are returning to open session. It is 7:52. There were no actions taken in closed session. And with that, we are going to adjourn this meeting at 7:52. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Thank you. Thanks.